In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a painting in your bulletin there by Johan Overdeck, and that was the clearest I could get it, so I'm sorry. But hopefully it's clear enough you can see all the details in there. It is a wonderful painting. You see Jesus walking out of the tomb. He's got his victory banner. They would always paint Jesus with a banner of victory coming out of the tomb. His eyes are toward heaven. The angel is sitting on the stone that has been knocked down, and the angel has the flaming sword. And then the guards on the right, they're trembling like dead men, and they're not able to figure out what's going on because the glory is too bright. And then in the background, you see the women coming, carrying their spices that they have prepared, wondering who's going to roll the stone away. Now, the reason I use this is because I was specifically looking for a picture. And there are a number of them, but looking for a picture where Jesus was walking out of the tomb. Because when he walks out of the tomb on Easter morning, that's not just him walking out of the tomb. That's us also. That's our tomb. That tomb that he's buried in on Good Friday is your tomb and my tomb. That grave is our sin and that grave is our death. That grave, for some of you, is your husband's grave out in the cemetery. Some of you, it's your wife's grave. Some of you, it's your parents' grave, your grandparents' grave. Some of you, your own children's grave. For all of us, it is the grave we will lie in. And Jesus walks out of it. See, we're all going to die because we're all sinners. We deserve it. But on Easter morning, Jesus says, we're walking out of here. We're leaving. And never coming back. Even though we die, he says, yet shall we live. And one day, all the bodies of everyone who has believed in Jesus will walk out of the tomb with him to eternal life in heaven. That's a real walkout. A real march for life, okay? Now, all of this happens because, Paul says, you are baptized into Jesus. That's why you get to walk out with him. In Romans chapter 6, he says, we're baptized into Jesus so that we too may walk in newness of life. I'll be a little nitpicky for a minute about translations of the Bible. In a lot of translations of this verse, they say, so that we too may live a new life. Like the NIV translates it that way. Now, they do it because in English, that sounds a lot simpler. We may live a new life. But the problem is that's not what it actually says. Paul specifically says that we may walk in newness of life. And there's a difference in those words. They're two different, completely different words. New, if we say something is new, that means pretty soon it's going to be old. Like your new cell phone, right? A few days, it's old. That's the way technology works. Like your new joke. After a few times, it's old, and we're tired of it, right? So if Jesus says, I give you new life, then the problem is tomorrow it's going to be an old life because once again, I'm going to be sinning and deserving death. That's why Paul doesn't say he gives us a new life. He says that we too may walk in newness of life. And there's a difference. Jesus gives us newness of life. Newness, you see, never goes away. So you might compare it to like spring. We've all lived through spring before. Spring should be old, right? How many springs have you lived through? But when we live through, and it feels like we're still living through it, a cold, dreary, dark winter, spring is newness. And it doesn't wear off. However many times you've lived through it, it is wonderful. The newness doesn't go away. And that's our new life in Christ. It's always new. Every single day, we walk out of the tomb with Jesus and say, I'm baptized into Christ. I'm walking in newness of life. Now, you could easily think, well, everybody knows this. This is like a cliche that I'm talking about here. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's a new day. Is that all? I'm giving you a nice little moral lesson here. Oh, don't worry about it. Yesterday's the past. Today's a new day, so on and so forth. That's not really what I'm talking about. That's fine if you want to live by that. But what I'm talking about is when you wake up in a new day before God. Not just how am I going to visualize my new day. I don't care about that. We want to know, where am I in this new day before God? And Paul says that you wake up every day in newness of life. You wake up before God and God says, you are new. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are forgiven. All the sins of yesterday are gone. I've already forgotten them. And today, you walk with Jesus in new life. That's newness. And we need this because, as you well know, you don't need me to tell you this, but every single day of this life, we don't know what's going to happen. We simply do not know. Today could be one of the best days of your life. Today could be one of the worst days of your life. 2 weeks ago, we were all celebrating the first day of spring, right? Did you go get your free ice cream cone at Dairy Queen? We did. It was good. Well, then what happened just, what was it, 4 days later on Saturday? We get 10 inches of snow, right? And we're all shoveling snow. Or if you managed to go out, then you were stuck in a ditch somewhere. We literally, I remember I heard that forecast, I thought, yeah, right, we're not going to get this. We literally do not know any day, any single day, what that day is going to bring. I could die right now giving this sermon. You could die listening to the sermon. Maybe you feel like you're dying listening. 1,000 different things could happen today, good or bad. Now, those women went to that tomb on that Sunday morning thinking it was one of the worst days. They did. They thought this was one of the worst days. They're going there. They're crying. They've got their spices to anoint the body. And they're saying, who's going to roll the stone away from us? And instead, in one moment, their whole day changes. And now we're sitting here 2,000 years later talking about their day. They just thought they were going to prepare a dead body. But we're talking about their day. We're talking about Mary Magdalene, how this one day she got to the tomb crying, and it was empty. And then Jesus appeared to her. We're talking about these women that thought it was the worst day of their lives and became the best day of the entire world. So you don't know what today will bring, but it's an Easter day. You walk in newness of life. Now here is how, I don't know if you learned this in confirmation, probably not, but our catechism has these prayers. It gives us an example of how we should pray each day. So it says, when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross, right? And say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Then say the creed, then say the Lord's Prayer, then a prayer commending yourself to God, and then it says, go joyfully to your work. Go joyfully. See, every morning, what our catechism is trying to teach us is every morning we get up, it's like that picture of your bulletin. We get out of bed looking like we've been dead for 3 days. Maybe our mind was racing all through the night and we couldn't sleep right. Or maybe we were up too late doing things we shouldn't have been doing. Or maybe we're dreading what's coming today. But we get up, we make the sign of Jesus' cross. He died for me. And then we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because that's what was said at our baptism, when we were made new, and today is a new day. And then we pick up that banner of victory, our baptism into Jesus, and we walk out of this tomb into the light of His resurrection, into the light of new life. And there is God's angel sitting, waiting for us with His flaming sword, ready to keep the evil foe away from us today. That's what it means to have newness of life. And that's why the catechism says, go joyfully to your work, because, hey, you've commended yourself to God. You're forgiven. His angel is with you. What do you have to worry about? Now, we don't know, remember, what any particular day is going to bring, but we always know that Jesus is going to be with us. And He does this in a number of ways. He meets us in our prayers, just like He did with Mary. You know, when we pray to Him, He meets us as He called her by name, Mary. He calls you by name, listens to your prayers. He meets us
in the Lord's Supper. That's how he met the two disciples when they were on their way to Emmaus. He walked with them, and when they got to the house, he broke bread with them. And, of course, he meets us in his Word, as he did with the 12 disciples when he came to them that night and said, "Peace be with you, your sins are forgiven." And one last thing I'd like to say about this. You might think I made too big of a deal about one little word. Maybe you're right, but there is a big point to this, and I'm not overemphasizing the point of it. That as a Christian, it is not just living a new life. It is living newness of life. And many Christians today are taught that baptism is just a one-time thing we did way in our past and doesn't really mean anything. Right? And now that we've given our life to Christ, now we have to live a new life. Every day, it's up to us to live this new life. How are you doing? Living your new life in Jesus. And the problem is, we can't do that. Now, you can tell me to be better as many times as you want, but I'm going to keep being a sinner. And you can tell me however many times you want exactly what my new life should look like, but I'll keep screwing it up. I don't need a new life. I need newness of life. And that's what the scriptures say. Our baptism is not a once and done deal. It's every day. Every day we're going to deal. We walk in newness of life. We are still sinners. Big sinners. Right? We stink at a lot of things and we know it. But today's an Easter day. Every day is an Easter day. I'm baptized. Right? Jesus wasn't just risen 2,000 years ago. He's alive today. He's risen today. And he rises every day with you. So, one more time, here's St. Paul's words for you and me. "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life." In Jesus' name. Amen.